Welcome to Live Unreal with Jeff Glover and Glover U.
I was having a discussion with one of our coaches most recently about, you know, the changes in the industry, specifically as it relates to buyer agent commissions and, you know, the way we work buyers today and things that we need to be considering. And I know everyone in this room, regardless of your time in the business or your level of production, I mean, some of you probably do 30, 40, 50 buyer transactions a year or more. I'm still involved in buyer transactions. I don't do as many as I used to, but I'm still probably involved in, you know, somewhere between 18 and 20 buyer transactions a year myself personally. And so while we don't necessarily share a lot about buyers from the main stage during this event, which, you know, we promoted as being a listing focused event, I wouldn't be doing my job as your leader or a leader in the real estate space by at least not having a, you know, conversation around things that we need to be thinking about as it relates to winning with buyers. So I figured no better person than to have that conversation with us than the buyer master himself, who actually started as the first buyer's agent at back in the day when it was called the Jeff Glover team. Then it became Jeff Glover and Associates, then Glover Agency, and 20 plus years of experience as a buyer's agent. I mean, that was his gig. And so, you know, today he still lists and sells and runs a team and works with buyers. But for over a decade, I mean, this guy was it as it relates to buyers. He's also the leader of our Buyer Business Accelerator program. So without further ado, let's have a conversation with Mr. Nick Belmore. Come on down, Nick. So, Nick, love you, Nick. There we go. His dad's here. That's nice.
Love you too, Dad.
So, Nick, we're going to cut through the intro and all that stuff. We'll just say 20 plus years, one of the best buyer's agents in the land. You run the Buyer Mastery Program. You work with buyers at a high level. Give us three things we need to be thinking about as it relates to working buyer business right now in 2024.
All right. So it's not about me. It is about you guys. And it is about three things that you can take away right away and put into action.
Love it.
The first one that I want to talk about for buyer's agents, because we don't talk about this with buyers a lot. We got to know our numbers, right? And I know with buyers, we're relationship-based.
Wait a minute. We normally say listing side, numbers.
We need to know on the listing side, too.
Yeah.
And as professionals, we need to know our numbers on the buy side.
Okay.
So there's a few things that we need to understand as buyer's agents and, more importantly, be able to convey to our clients, because the more informed they are, the better decisions they can make and the more value we have to them at that stage. So a few things I want all the buyer's agents to be aware of in the place where their clients are shopping.
Yep.
What's the inventory like? How many homes are for sale, right? Some of our basic stuff. The second piece I want all of us to know.
So number one is know our numbers, and you're not referring to conversion. You're referring to no active inventory, per city, per zip code.
Right. So that's what's important to the buyer, right? Yeah. What's available? What can I buy, Jeff? Yeah. What's out there for me? What's going to work for my family?
So you're answering a question that they have.
Absolutely. And as we get into it, we want to understand the market, right? Because that's where their questions come in a lot. So what's our absorption rate? On average, how many months of inventory, and Jeff's done this before, if you're not aware of this, we're actually going to be doing a breakout today. Mm-hmm. We're going to cover a good chunk of these things. But what's our absorption rate? How many and how quickly are homes selling in our area? The third thing
and that's going to give me an idea of what I have to do in terms of writing an offer.
Absolutely. So, how competitive do I have to be?
So that way, when you give me advice on what I'm going to need to do to write the offer, it's not you saying you have to do it because or else, it's the market saying you have to do this.
Absolutely. And would we like to get our offers accepted with writing less offers?
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, good. And next?
The next one that we want to know is our list to sale ratio.
Okay.
If we are about to make an offer.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Right? That buyer comes, hey, you know what, Jeff? My uncle told me the market is starting to crash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, I don't know, 10% low? 12? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Now we sit down and we're going to look at the neighborhood. Everything in the neighborhood is selling 98% of list price, 99% of list price. Do I need to argue with my buyer or can I present the data and allow them to come to the conclusion of what we need to do to win the house they love?
Yeah. Got it. So now it's not this is what I think it's going to take to get your offer accepted. It's this is what I think to get your that's going to get your offer accepted based on history, recent history.
Exactly. It.
List price to sales price, because you can say, hey, in this zip code, in this price point, homes are selling on average 102% of the asking price.
Right. Last one sold for this.
Yeah. Got it.
What do you think we should offer?
Yep. Keep going. I'm sorry.
All right. I want to move on because there's another point that I want to dig into. The numbers, that's enough. There's a lot of things we can dive into, and we do teach more of it in the class.
Yep.
But there's a second piece of this that's really important, and this is about you guys. Mm-hmm. I want to see more qualification with our buyers, right? And that is the subject of our breakout today, how to qualify.
So wait a minute, not like pre-qualify with a lender. Like, what do you mean by qualify? Well,
listen, part of it is absolutely going to be pre-qualify with a lender. Because what? Do we want to take people out that aren't in that position? No.
Of course not.
But there's more to it than pre-qualifying with a lender.
Okay.
We got to pre-qualify for three different things before we're going to commit our time and our energy into our buyers.
And what are those?
We want to be able to look at and pre-qualify their motivation.
Yep.
What's the reason behind this move? What's important to them about it?
Yep.
Second thing we want to pre-qualify is the ability.
Yep.
Now, ability is pre-qualification, getting
loan,
that pre-approval.
Loan stuff, yep.
But it's more than that. It's not just, hey, are you pre-approved? It's, do you have the money for the down payment?
Mm-hmm.
Can you cover the closing costs? Mm-hmm. If you're in a position where homes are selling 102% on list-to-sale ratio, do we have extra cash to compete? To make appraisal guarantees,
yep.
To take care of those other things that are going to crop up. We want to go all the way into the pre-qualification, not just surface level.
Got it.
Third thing, we want to pre-qualify. This is a Jeff Ridgely. I was not doing this before I met Jeff, and it was a game changer. Timeline.
Mm.
When do you want to be in there by? If their timeline is far extended out, we have to be really careful with the time that we put into them if it's not going to fit that mold.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Nick, did you have another one to share?
I'm going to tell you, there's a third point.
That was the second one.
That's the second one. There's a third point. And I'm going to tell you, I know it's going to tie into what you're probably going to bring up.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about our value with the buyers.
Yeah, because I want to know, and this audience wants to know, you know, especially in certain markets, we're already seeing commissions, you know, offered less. And, you know, we can't get into specifics on that. But
absolutely.
How do we charge more and feel good about that? How do we, you know, show our value so that way we don't have to be discounted as buyers?
Absolutely.
Agents?
And listen, there's a lot of things that go into that. But in the end, we want to look at what does our buyer see value in and how do we deliver more of it to them? Right? What does our buyer find valuable? Now, sometimes it's knowledge of inventory. Sometimes it's the experience. And the more we qualify, the more we're going to understand where they find value. And so obviously one of the things we want to do is develop a unique value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to convey it to our buyers to tell them why. And if there ever is a time, and listen, this has happened because Jeff started teaching me this years ago. He would go, I would say, hey, my buyer's interested in a for sale by owner. You know, what am I going to do with that, Jeff? And Jeff said to me, go talk to them, convince them to pay you a commission.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how did I do that? That was the question. And what did I do? I looked for where they find value.
Yep.
I add that value.
Which in that case would be getting the transaction to a closing table.
Absolutely.
Which is by far the number one value to a for sale by owner, no matter what side you're on.
100%. And what does the buyer want? A lot of times the buyer wants to be presented with choice. They want to be guided through the transaction. And everybody in here has something special that they're bringing to their buyers.
Yeah, they do.
So look at what you're doing. Look at what you're getting responses and build a value prop around what you're already great at.
Yep.
If there's some weak points too, welcome. This is a great place to work on them.
Yep.
And we can shore those up and keep increasing our value to buyers over and over again.
All right. So identify what you believe are your strengths in working with buyers and, you know, essentially go all in on promoting those, sharing them, have the script down on in a buyer consultation. And of course, let them know, you know, that there may be a situation where what's being offered in the MLS versus what you charge may be different and help them understand that they might be responsible for covering that difference.
Absolutely. And let's take a look. What has the last couple of years taught us? Buyers aren't really making their decision on a few thousand dollars, right? They're making it on the value. I've had buyers pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over in the past few years for the home they like.
Yeah.
They are not going to be worried about a few thousand dollars if they see the value in the service that I provide.
Yeah. So you're going to continue this conversation in your breakout. I know that. And
absolutely.
You also have Buyer Business Accelerator, which is 16 weeks of everything from start to finish. Lead conversion.
Complete system. Yes, absolutely. From lead conversion, we go into the scripts. We talk about different lead sources. We talk about how to work them. We get into the buyer consultation.
Remember we said yesterday, there's a different script for every source.
Absolutely.
You're not using the same script on a Zillow lead as you are a Google pay-per-click lead.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We dive into social media for buyer's agents because, yes, it's a little bit different. We have to brand it a little bit different.
Yeah.
We dive into video for buyer's agents.
Yeah.
And we also get into writing and negotiating offers because the offer consultation is just as important as the buyer consultation.
Yep.
We're there to educate them. We're there to put them in the best position to win. And service after the sale, right? Because we don't want to just sell them a house and disappear.
Yep.
We want to make sure that they're coming back to list with us when it's time to move again.
Yeah, Nick's been in the system. You know, we met, what has it been now? 15 years
15,
ago?
Yeah.
He's been in the system for 15 years.
Back when Jeff looked like those pictures that were up there the other day.
Hey now. I was thinking, I just need to keep thinking I'm young, as Sean said in the VIP lunch, and I'll just keep looking young.
You know I love your optimism.
If they want to learn more, come see you. Thank you. Come see you in the breakout session.
Absolutely.
If they want to spend 16 weeks with you, just go see the Glover U booth on the next break.
Absolutely. One more thing I want to add right before. For team leaders, one of the things that we do too is we can train your buyer's agents to be super profitable. Yeah. So many team leaders out there are making a large investment monthly on supplying leads. Put your buyer's agents in the best position to get you an ROI on that spend. And that's getting them completely ready to work those leads with a system, with great lead follow-up, and everything it takes to get the best conversion. So if you're a team leader out there, you're running a team, definitely consider this class for your agents.
Yeah.
It will come back over and over again.
Yeah, there's plenty of teams and brokerages that put their agents through the program.
Absolutely.
So, awesome. Let's hear it for Nick Belmore. Thanks,
Thank
Nick.
You guys.
At the midway point of my year, every year, I take a look at what's working in my business and I double down on it. And I take a look at what's not working in my business and I eliminate it. Hi, I'm Realtor Jeff Glover, and I'm excited to announce that I'm going to share with you everything we're going to do to list and sell over 1,000 homes this year right here in my market. You've got the chance to be surrounded by over 1,000 agents from all over North America, from all brokerages. July 15th through the 18th, we're going to be in a little town called Traverse City, Michigan. It's a gorgeous resort town at the Grand Traverse Resort. You can go to gloveru.com/retreat. That's gloveru.com/retreat, or click the link below to take a look at the 3.5-day schedule of one-on-one interviews, masterminds, breakout sessions, main stage segments, and of course, keynote speakers. 3.5 days surrounded by the best of the best in the industry. In the middle of the summer, it's a perfect time to get away and prepare yourself for the second half of the year. We'll see you this July.